the war in Gaza.
What I hope is that we can engage in conversation and discourse in a way that understands this is not binary and that appreciates that we are talking about real human beings.
Israel has just said that more than 100,000 Palestinians have headed south in the past 2 days as Israel goes deeper into Gaza. President Biden and China's President Xi will meet at a conference next week in San Francisco. White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
We're not anticipating any major breakthroughs in the relationship. This meeting comes about a year after they last met in Indonesia.
The FBI's new headquarters will be in Greenbelt, Maryland, just outside Washington. Governor Wes Moore.
I cannot stress enough how big this is for the state of Maryland.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Alliant Energy customers can expect their bills to go up about $10 a month on average next year. Wisconsin utility regulators approved a 2-year rate hike yesterday, which includes an average $8 a month rate hike in the second year. The main reason for the rate hikes is that Alliant Energy is making a big investment in solar power and battery storage in Wisconsin. Alliant Energy aims to be carbon neutral by 2050. More layoffs at the Universities of Wisconsin. UW Parkside in Kenosha plans to cut almost 10% of its workforce over the next year. About 50 full-time jobs will be cut through a combination of voluntary separations, layoffs, and attrition. This after similar cuts at UW Platteville and Oshkosh and to a lesser extent at Green Bay. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The town of Grand Rapids will hold their plan commission meeting on Monday, November 13th at 6 p.m. at the Grand Rapids Town Hall. Work on the traffic signal improvements at West Grand Avenue and West Riverview Expressway in Wisconsin Rapids is on hold until permits can be obtained from Canadian National to complete work near the railroad. Once cleared, crews can erect the two new poles and switch to the new equipment. State Highway 13 and 34 will have lane closures starting on Monday from High Street to Wilson Street. Beginning at 6 a.m. on Monday, November 13th, the inside left lane will be closed for southbound traffic. Crews are making repairs to the catch basin in that area. They expect to move the closure to the inside left lane for northbound traffic by Tuesday at 6 a.m. to continue the repairs. The work is expected to be finished by 3 p.m. on Thursday, November 16th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
The Packers head to the Steel City. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 3-5 Packers face the 5-3 Steelers on Sunday. The last time Green Bay won a game in Pittsburgh was in 1970 when Bart Starr was still the quarterback. Meanwhile, Jordan Love has faced defensive stars like the Raiders' Max Crosby, the Rams' Aaron Donald, and this week, linebacker T.J. Watt.
Yeah, I mean, that's the NFL. You know, I think every team has some good pass rushers, and everybody's pretty good.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers with a big game at the Kohler Center. They host the number 9th ranked Tennessee Volunteers. This will be the first time the Badgers have hosted a top 10 team in November. NBA, despite Giannis scoring 54 points, the Bucks lost on the road to the Pacers, 126-124. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin ejected from the game.
We just had a difference of opinions. You know, I voiced my opinion, and next time I'll do it in a little bit more delicate way.
That's the Bucks' Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with highs around 40. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight, 25. High of 42 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our
the
air.
The library in Wisconsin Rapids is typically quiet, like most.
But did you know it can get loud when there's live music? The McMillan Memorial Library is the home to the Cowboy Union Jam, featuring classic country, bluegrass, and gospel music. It's even bringing new interest to the old pedal steel guitar. For Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Media, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. No. All calls are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and a lot of it, as always, is being made. We're going to talk about the budget. We're going to talk about the gridlock in the House of Representatives on keeping the government open after November 17. Today is November 10. We're talking 7 days. 7 days. And here is the update. 7 days, you'd think that they would work round the clock, wouldn't you? Well, they aren't. They didn't. Mike Johnson, the new speaker, man of mystery, no bank accounts, no checking accounts, no fingerprints. He's invisible, but he's 2 heartbeats away from the presidency. He sent everybody home for a nice 4-day weekend. Yeah, I'll go home. What the hell? You know, fly out to California, fly to Texas, fly to Alaska. What do we care? Government's going to shut down 7 days. Well, here's what's going on. Behind the scenes, the problem is, and then here's the solution. The problem is that they had votes. They wanted to schedule votes